Friday. It is Bowerly News Radio 930 WBEN. Sorry about the confusion there, but I wanted to get Andy Parker on because we wanted to get a weather update from Andy. We'll get Andy on toward the end of the week because he is the snow king. In fact, I'm pretty sure he's got like this white suit. And I'm pretty sure that late at night, Andy sits in front of a mirror and starts singing the Heat Miser song. I don't know that I could testify to that under oath, but I'm pretty sure. But we'll get Andy on toward the end of the week about the weekend snow that we might be facing. So there. Welcome to the show, Bowerly News Radio 930 WBEN. And now, after what seems like, do we have the telephone situation fixed here, Tanner, with Steve Glamuzima from Northtown Square, Georgetown Square, rather? Okay, and then as we get calls, if you have calls about grocery stores and their ability to sell wine in grocery stores, and I just want to let you know that we are extending an invitation to some local grocery stores to come on to give their side of the story later on this week. But joining us right now from Georgetown Square Liquors is Steve Glamuzina. Steve, thanks very much for joining us. Sorry about the delay. It was unexpected.
Well, the weather is always important, Tom. Thank you, sir, for having us on.
Well, refresh our memory on this topic, and I'm sorry we've got this. Tanner, when I'm talking with Andy, if you could pot the phone down so I don't hear myself in the background like we're calling Europe, if you could just pot him down, please. If you could pot Steve down, I won't hear myself. Okay, thank you. Steve, first of all, talk to us about this proposal in New York State to allow grocery stores to sell wine.
Since the days of Prohibition, New York State allowed a separation of licenses. Grocery stores were allowed to sell beer. And the other part of that was wine and liquor, which was packaged as a license. And that's how you have, in today's world, liquor stores that are only allowed to sell wine and liquor. We're not allowed to sell any non-alcoholic products, cigarettes, whatever it may be. We're not allowed to do that, and that's controlled by New York State. And that's where we sit right now. The bill would create a new license that allows wine only to be sold only in grocery stores. And there's a certain requirement for it, that they have to sell so much food for home consumption, this and that. But basically, you're looking at 3,500 grocery stores that it would immediately qualify to sell wine off their shelves. And that would be very detrimental to the present business model that New York State created in 1936 when Prohibition was repealed.
Okay, now we're going to, what Tanner's going to do here is he's going to be riding the button up and down just so we don't get that background echo that sometimes happens for reasons that are inexplicable and beyond my pay grade. Why, for your business, is it important that grocery stores not be allowed to sell wine, that they be allowed to sell wine?
Because the bill that's presented in Albany at the present time does not allow liquor stores to do anything else. We're only allowed to sell wine and liquor under the present conditions, and the grocers, in their vast array of what they're offering on their shelves, all of a sudden get to apply wine in there, and that's going to put a whole lot of liquor stores out of business. And not only liquor stores, but the landlords that are in those, that own those plazas that the liquor stores are in, they're gone. You know, those stores are gone. So now you have another entry spot. The union people that call on me, whether delivering or the salespeople, they're gone because there's no more liquor stores for them to call on. I mean, it's just a steamroll effect going down the hill that just wipes out a whole bunch of jobs to feed a billion-dollar business that really, what are you talking about, 1 or 2% of their bottom line?
Now, you guys and the other liquor stores I may have been in, only as a spectator, of course, have had a QRS code that is set up. You've been asking people to contact legislators and state senators and everything. What has the response been from the public coming into the liquor stores and being used to buying their wine at liquor stores?
It's been, I was extremely surprised. It's been tremendous. I mean, it's the customer support from the other end has been, just give me that QR code. As they were walking out the door, they were scanning and sending their message to our New York State leaders. I mean, they do not want to see this happen. They understand that if you turn the clock back a bit, what happened to all the family-owned pharmacies? What happened to all the family-owned bakeries? What happened to all the family-owned meat stores? What happened to all the family-owned florists? They're all gone. And it's all in these, monopoly businesses that, guise themselves under, this is convenience for the public. Well, when is that, what is convenience for the public? Do we put car dealers in the supermarket too? How far do you go with this that every time you take that step, if you turn that around, there's vacant stores in these plazas that used to exist that no longer exist. And especially in this condition, I mean, they're asking for creation of a new license that gives us nothing to do. We can't even sell non-alcoholic wine for going forward, but they can do selling wine, selling beer, and using 16-year-old cashiers to do that. Now, Tom, you've been in restaurants. You ever run into a 16-year-old bartender?
To the best of my knowledge and belief, the answer would be no.
No, of course. They're already operating under different laws that, what do you want to say, best laws money can buy, but there's a difference in what the landscape for them is to operate, and there's a difference for the landscape that we can operate in. And it's just not fair. I mean, these are family-owned businesses. Some have been passed down for generations. And now all of a sudden you're saying, okay, you can lose 30-40% of your business because this multi-monopoly, billion-dollar monopoly, needs the 1 or 2% increase in sales.
So, okay, bottom line, and by the way, if you have questions or comments for Steve Glamuzima from Georgetown Square Liquors, the phone number 803-0930, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And our own Lisa Polizzi has been reaching out to grocery stores to see if we can get their side of the story on later on this week as well, just so you know, on News Radio 930 WBEN, because that's how we fly. But if you have questions, comments for Steve from the liquor store industry, we'll certainly take them. And because you're going to be riding that button, Mr. Saunders, back at the station, pardon me, we can probably switch Steve back to the special number that he called in before. 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And if you're just joining us, see, the issue the liquor stores have, and he will explain this in greater detail, is a significant amount of their revenue, like 30 to 40%, sometimes more, is made up of wine sales. So if you effectively eliminate the wine sales from the liquor stores and allow grocery stores to do it, what will happen is they're not going to be able to take in enough revenue to stay open. And, it's interesting, not that this has much to do with the price of fish, but in this case, but was at a Thai restaurant over the weekend that used to have seating, inside seating. And the owner, Unc, great guy, by the way. I love Thai food, not going to lie. He said, look, I can't find people to work. And if I did find people to work because of the new minimum wage requirements, I can't afford to pay them. And we're a small establishment, so it makes a lot more sense to be pickup only. It's almost like the entire business model of the United States has changed, in particular in New York State. because this has already been a tough state in which to do business. And for small business people like Steve, it seems to be an increasingly uphill landscape in which to maneuver and make a dollar. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Joining us right now is Steve Glamuzina with Georgetown Square Liquors, and we're talking about the proposal to allow grocery stores to sell wine. And, Steve, the big concern that you guys in the liquor store industry have is a significant chunk of your revenue comes from wine sales. And could you go over some of the general, generally applicable statistics regarding this?
Stores between 50 to 70% of their total volume is wine sales. So if you eliminate or change the playing field for what's happening to go into grocery stores, they're going to lose 30 to 35 to 40% of their sales. So you're a smart guy. You tell me, how does a business survive that loses 30 to 40% of their sales? It's not possible, you know?
Well, I'm not a smart guy. I will say that's correction number one. I'm probably one of the stupidest people you will ever meet. True story. Look, a light bulb. How do I change it? Let's call the electrician. I'm not sure. But if you're losing that much revenue, and that is basically what is not just keeping you afloat, but allowing you to have employees and, God forbid, the ability to maybe buy a house or maintain cable or something like that, I don't know how that's going to be possible, even at a place like yours. And at your place, I mean, you've got a lot of square footage. I can't imagine what your rent is, or I don't know if you own the building or rent the building, lease it, but you've got a lot of square footage, and you've got a lot of different product that you have. Even sake, which is, to my way of thinking anyway, a fine winter beverage. It's the grown-up version of hot chocolate. So I want to continue this conversation with you following the news at 5:30 here on WBEN, and also take calls from people. Do you think it is a good idea, and you might think it's a good idea, for grocery stores to be allowed to sell wine? And I will tell you that it seems that if they are allowed to sell wine, businesses like Steve's are going to have a very difficult time competing and even keeping their doors open. So there's a very high probability, in my estimation, that you'll see a lot of closed liquor stores because they're losing a major stream of revenue, presumably because people are all about convenience, I suppose, and they're going to want to just do one-stop shopping unless, of course, they want something hard. 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. We will continue with Steve from Georgetown Square Liquors on News Radio 930 WBEN. Don't you go anywhere because there is plenty more to come. Oh, check out Tanner Saunders making the magic happen behind the glass. Welcome, loves. It is Powerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Great to have you with us. And there is a bill in Albany, which we'll get into presently, which would allow grocery stores to sell wine. Now, this is not sitting very well with the liquor stores because a large percentage of their revenue comes from the sales of wine. And needless to say, they've got a real issue with this, and the number of people who might be out of a job, the number of stores which may have to close their doors, and it's a very tenuous situation right now. And also want to let you know, we are reaching out to the grocery stores for their comments on this because we want to be able to present both sides of this issue as time moves on. And joining us right now is Steve Glamuzima, who is with Georgetown Square Wine and Liquor. And full disclosure, it's where I go to buy my stuff. I get no special consideration because I'm having Steve on the show. I don't swim in that you-know-what. But again, I avoid not just impropriety, but the appearance of impropriety because that's how I fly. Now, we have lost Steve, I see, on the phone. So we'll get Steve back on here momentarily. I want to tell you something. The gremlins today in the equipment have been fierce. They have been absolutely fierce. But we're working our way through them. These things happen from time to time. Not the end of the world. No big deal. And we'll get everything squared away. Your telephone calls, by the way, on this subject, 803-0930, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Hey, the good news is the Bills won the AFC East. We talked about that earlier today. Everything is good in Bills land, so we got that going for us. Let's get back to Steve Glamuzina on WBEN. Steve, first of all, sorry about the issues. Technically, it's been kind of a cluster, but these things happen. And, you know, after the program, I may need to stop by and basically buy everything you have in stock. Steve Glamuzina is with us from Georgetown Square Wine and Liquor. Talk to us about this bill that would allow grocery stores to sell wine, and how it started, who is backing it, why they're backing it, because somebody once told me, whenever you see a situation you do not understand, look at the financial interest. We seem to have lost Steve again. Okay, can you just all laugh along with me? Because he was just going to say something, and then the phone just died. I'm sorry, but one needs to find humor in situations like this. By the way, coming up 6 until 7 on WBEN, it will be Buffalo's Evening News with Tom Puckett. 6 until 7 tonight, and then tomorrow it is a new morning with Brian Mazurowski and Susan Rose, Buffalo Broadcast Hall of Famer. David Bellavia from 10 until 2, and then 2 until 6. I'll be here apparently to run the train off the rails. That'll be tomorrow on WBEN, and we'll keep a very close eye on the weather situation. Let's get back to Steve Glamuzina with Georgetown Square Wine and Liquor. Steve, the bill in Albany, who introduced it? Why did they introduce it? And who's backing it? Why is this suddenly a priority that grocery stores be allowed to sell wine?
Well, Tom, I'm on, right?
You can hear me? Well, for now, right, yeah.
Yeah. It must be the wind blowing or something. So.
Yeah, something's blowing, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, there you go. So I hope your heart can take this, because I know you had a condition in December that you got taken care of. But Senator Kroger, which is a New York State Senator from Manhattan, sponsored this bill that is just unbelievable in what it allows the grocers to do that we are not allowed to even touch. I mean, we can't even go there to... So, I mean, as I explained earlier, we can't sell non-alcoholic wine. We are not allowed to sell anything that is non-alcoholic, and yet they are. And it produces a situation from what they claim, oh, it's convenience buy, that they use to overcast that they sell everything. You know, they have everything in these stores that... So where are you going to go? The majority of liquor stores that are present in today's New York State are located near supermarkets because of the economics of it. And so when you change that economics suddenly by legislation, the liquor stores that are present just get wiped out. I mean, there's no way to change that And they want this to happen because the next step they would do is, okay, New York State, since there's so many liquor stores that have gone out of business, we'll take liquor too under these conditions. And New York State will say, okay. And they'll just go on making, you know, their 1% to 2% added onto their bottom line. I mean, it's just insane what's going on.
So is there a consortium of liquor stores that is getting together to oppose this?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Tom. I mean, everybody is concerned. I mean, the liquor store owners, I mean, you have to understand, when you go into business and you're going to rent a storefront and go get a loan from the bank, there's a certain thing you got to sign. That's called a personal guarantee. And, you're guaranteeing that, you're renting this, you're going to lease the space for 5 years. Whether you're in business or not, you're going to pay that lease or that bank loan. And all of a sudden, the economics of all of that have changed after, since 1936. It was going great up until now, but the grocers want a change in that to create a new license. All of a sudden, you're going to see a lot of people declaring personal bankruptcies, because how else do you get out of a personal guarantee? This is very detrimental of what would happen to the wine and liquor stores that are serving New York State right now. And it's just I don't understand how my own government is contriving to put me out of business.
Let me just approach this from a different angle. We might have some consumers out there who are saying, we may have some consumers out there who are saying, hey, if the grocery store is able to sell me my favorite wine for less money than the liquor store is charging me, well, to heck with the liquor stores. I don't drink hard liquor anyway. What would your response be to somebody with that argument?
Tom, I didn't hear what can you please repeat that?
Sure. We may have some people out there who are consumers who are saying, look, if I can buy my wine at a grocery store, and maybe they're going to be able to sell it cheaper because there are going to be bigger operations, who cares about the liquor store? This is a competitive market. It's a free market economy. So to heck with the liquor stores.
Tom, that's an excellent question. But in a free market, I mean, we're not allowed to do anything else. We just sit and wait for grocers to sell wine in grocery stores. And then the next step would be to sell wine and liquor in grocery stores. And, they can do it with food pairings and everything else. We can't do that. So on a level playing field, it's tilted for us to go out of business, for them as a monopoly to get everything else. And there is no even in this bill. There is no, okay, you guys are going to do this, we'll give you this. There is none of that. They're taking everything. To give you an example, Tom, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just being quiet, which is unusual.
I mean, there's. Okay. Must be your heart, buddy. To give you an example, I mean, there's a lot of things in this bill that exempts the grocers from existing laws. But the one that strikes out the unbelievable to me is that, so on the one hand, the bill requires the representatives of distillers, wineries, etc., to do the tastings in their stores. So a family-owned winery like Johnson Estates in the Southern Tier comes into a grocer to do a wine tasting, and something happens where, somebody, drives over a shopping cart in a parking lot or, ends up, damage of some type, and they decide to sue. Guess what? This bill exempts the grocery stores from being sued. All that legality applies to Johnson's Family Winery. I mean, you couldn't write a better bill for a multi-billion-dollar business. I mean, it's just crazy. How's your heart?
It's fine, but it was the hernia, by the way, in December. That's all thing, Gareth. It is 5:50 at News Radio 930 WBEN, and I am, by the way, officially bionic right now, just so we're all on the same page. I know what Tanner's thinking. Tanner will take care of that piece of business that I must do at 5:55, so don't freak out. Let's go to traffic on WBEN, one of the most unusual shows I've ever done from a technical point of view. It's a conspiracy, I tell you, a conspiracy. And a somewhat truncated interview here with Steve Glamuzima with Georgetown Square Liquors about the proposal in Albany to allow grocery stores to sell wine. And the liquor stores are saying, wait a minute, if you allow this to happen, then we're basically all going to be put out of business. And they think the ultimate game plan is to eliminate liquor stores so that the grocery stores basically have a monopoly on most kinds, many kinds of alcoholic beverages. Has the grocery industry been actively lobbying for this? You're certainly more in touch with the politics behind this than am I and most people listening. Has this been an active, we need to do this situation from the grocery stores?
Absolutely, Tom. I mean, one grocer, for example, that was reported in the New York City News just in the month of May, and this is one grocer, spent over $32,000 lobbying for wine and grocery stores. I mean, we're up against a pile of money that is just unbelievable. I mean, you can talk about, you know, God, David and Goliath. I mean, this is, I don't have a little stone to throw at these people because it's just, I don't even know where the hell their eyeball is to hit them. You know what I mean? To straighten this out. But it's just extremely strange that something like this again would come up after being defeated in up two times in the legislature that would be presented again to say, this is what we need to do. And it's like, are you people insane? And I'm talking about the people in Albany, okay? Not Senator Kennedy and Senator Ryan. They're totally on our side and understand the ramifications of if this was to pass, and they're fighting like crazy to defeat this. So, I mean, we have people on our side that understand the reality of this type of legislation if it was to pass. To this is not good for New York State consumer. It's not good for New York State in general. Okay.
Well, understood, Steve. I obviously would like to talk to you further about this. I apologize for the technical issues which have plagued your appearance here. I was going to suggest haunting, perhaps Mercury retrograde. I don't know what's going on, but I'm sure we're going to talk about this again in the future. I thought that this was already a done deal, that you guys had won. And I thank you very much for your time. We shall chat, sir. We shall certainly chat. Thank you.
Thomas, I may add one thing. I would be happy to appear on the other side when the grocers come on your station to give you an alternative to just question them as why do they need this? I'd be happy to do that for you.
Listeners. They certainly thank you very much, Steve. I appreciate that, and we will see what we can do on that front. Just want to, you know, and for those who are just joining us, we have been reaching out to the grocery stores, and so far have not received an affirmative yay. Of course, we're going to come on the show to explain our position from anybody with whom we have spoken here at the radio station. But obviously, an important issue. We'll keep you up to date, as we promised we would, on News Radio 930 WBEN. All right, it is, okay, I have to laugh sometimes about shows like this where poor Tanner Saunders has been doing yeoman's work behind the screen, and it's not even the station. It's almost like a cell phone issue. I don't know if your cell phone is properly working right now for you, but it's been interesting, I'll say that much. Hey, Tanner Saunders?
Yes.
May I thank you for a wonderful job today, despite all of the adversity you faced? You handled it like a pro.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I mean, well, you were outstanding. My performance was adequate, but I appreciate the kind words, as always.
Oh, I don't see how you're to blame for cell phone issues, but I want to thank you for hanging in there and being a trooper. And if you want, I could stop by the liquor store and bring you something in to help you finish your night, make it a little easier.
Oh, yeah, that would...
Because that's always a good idea, huh? Thank you, Tanner Saunders. Fine job.
Thank you.
On WBEN.